The problem with the sandwich started when a boy named Petey called out, "Anyone want a bologna sandwich? You kidding? Your mom must hate you giving you sandwiches like that." Petey threw his brown paper sandwich bag at the critic, Andy, and the class cheered. "Fight! Fight!" they said. "Fight! Fight!" The bag landed on the floor between the blackboard and Andy's front row desk. I came from behind my desk and made the first sound of my teaching career. "Hey!" 4 years of higher education at New York University, and all I could think of was "hey." I said it again. "Hey!" They ignored me. They were busy promoting the fight that would kill time and divert me from any lesson I might be planning. I moved toward Petey and made my first teacher statement. "Stop throwing sandwiches." Petey and the class looked startled. This teacher, new teacher, just stopped a good fight. New teachers are supposed to mind their own business or send for the principal or a dean, and everyone knows it's years before they come. Which means you can have a good fight while waiting. Besides, what are you going to do with a teacher who tells you to stop throwing sandwiches when you already threw the sandwich? Vinny called out from the back of the room.
"Hey, Teach, he already threw the sandwich. No use telling him now don't throw the sandwich. There's the sandwich there on the floor."
The class laughed. There's nothing sillier in the world than a teacher telling you don't do it after you already did it. One boy covered his mouth and said, "Stupid," and I knew he was referring to me. I wanted to knock him out of his seat, but that would have been the end of my teaching career. Besides, the hand that covered his mouth was huge, and his desk was too small for his body. Someone said,
"Yo, Benny, you a lawyer, man?"
And the class laughed again.
"Yeah, yeah,"
they said, and waited for my move. What will this new teacher do? Professors of education at New York University never lectured on how to handle fly-in sandwich situations. They talked about theories and philosophies of education, about moral and ethical imperatives, about the necessity of dealing with the whole child, the gestalt, if you don't mind, the child's felt needs, but never about critical moments in the classroom. Should I say,
"Hey, Petey, get up here and pick up that sandwich, or else..."
Should I pick it up myself and throw it in the waste paper basket to show my contempt for people who throw sandwiches while millions starve all over the world? They had to recognize I was boss, that I was tough, that I'd take none of their shite. The sandwich, in wax paper, lay halfway out of the bag, and the aroma told me there was more to this than bologna. I picked it up and slid it from its wrapping. It was not any ordinary sandwich, where meat is slapped between slices of tasteless white American bread. This bread was dark and thick, baked by an Italian mother in Brooklyn, bread firm enough to hold slices of rich bologna, layered with slices of tomato, onions, and peppers, drizzled with olive oil and charged with a tongue-dazzling relish. I ate the sandwich.